Welcome to Shomar Shalom Daf. Your sponsor, the Yunish Basam Yaakov Shalom and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis, towards the end of the page, explains what is the reason that we do not say Halil in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says the strong line that Malachi Ashuris told Ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why Yisrael don't say Shira? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Efshar Melech Yoyishev Al Kisedin. There's a king sitting on the throne of judgment. He has the books of life and death in front of him. They'll say a song. It's impossible in the time of Din there will be this simcha, the halal that we have in Yom Tov. And this is a source, as the Vilna Gaon says, how we pass in a Shulchan Aruch that says that we do not say in davening in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we do not say. We don't speak about the simcha in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Because we don't refer to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur at time of simcha as the time of din. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Pesuchim Lefonav. The big problem is that on the other hand we have another halacha, and there we have the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Taf Kuf Tzadik Zayin. The day the Shulchan Aruch paskens oichlim v'shoisim v'smeichim v'heim misanim v'Rosh Hashanah. He's supposed to eat, drink, and be happy, and not have a time for Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is, because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a time that you have to be besimcha. This is really the name of this perek, as the Achronim point out. It's called Yom Tov Shir Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. So how do we fit together this seeming contradiction? That on one hand, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, a time of simcha. And on the other hand, we say the Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, that's when we don't say Allah, that's when we don't say Simcha V'Sasa. But the answer to this is Munach in Divrei HaMaharal, a Gevaldik HaMaharal, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. That we find by Moshe Rabbeinu contradicting statements regarding his anticipation of going to Eretz Yisrael. On one hand, it says by when Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tries to send him to take Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim. He says, "Shlach no biyatishlach." Rashi says over there, Shmoyis Daud with Gimel. He says, "Ein soifi lachnis al laretz." I'm not bringing them to Eretz Yisrael. So send Aaron. I'm anyway not going to Eretz Yisrael. And similarly, in the pasuk of Shira Sayam, it says, "Tevi'emo v'titeimo." Kadosh Baruch Hu, you bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Them and not me. As Rashi says, Nisnabe shelo yaviyim laaretz, ela acher yaviyim. I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael, someone else is going. On the other hand, when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to his father-in-law Yisroi, he says, Noisim anachnu lamokar shomar Hashem. We're going now to Eretz Yisrael, where Kadosh Baruch Hu said to go. He says, Noisim anachnu, I'm also going. So Rashi says over there, what does it mean I'm also going? Because Moshe said, the Gzeira was not in the Gzeira yet, and he thought he's going to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu is still assuming he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So is Moshe assuming he's going to Eretz Yisrael? He's not going to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Maharal, the Pshat is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu had a nevuah that he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. But he was hoping that he would be able to daven and change the Gzeira. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is, even though he knows the nevuah says he's not going to Eretz Yisrael, he's still saying with hope that he probably will go to Eretz Yisrael. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the nevuah that he's not going to Eretz Yisrael, there, until he doesn't daven and change the Gzeirah, he needs to speak in a way, the way the nevuah told him. The nevuah says, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. So he's going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, I am going to Eretz Yisrael. Right now, when he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as an Eved speaking to the king, he needs to speak the way the king right now was Gozer. And as the Maharal explains, if a slave just ignores the punishment, the king says, you have a punishment. And the slave says, it's okay, I don't have a punishment. That's a chutzpah. You can't do that. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the tone, with the understanding, I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. But when he's speaking privately to Yisroi, his father-in-law, there he says, I really hope I'll be able to change the Gzeirah. So the Maharal is giving us a key. There's a difference between when you're talking to the king, even though you're hoping that you're able to change things, that's privately between you and yourself, kivyachol. But when you're speaking to the king, you need to speak to the king the way the king right now is treating you. Even though you have hopes that this judgment will change. And this explains Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we have the hope, and even more than hope, the belief that we will be fine. As Chazal tell us, "Betuchim shiyas elam nes." We are sure Kadosh Baruch Hu will make a miracle and get us out of the din. But that's in the heart of hearts. That's between us. But when we speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu when He is sitting on the throne of judgment, then you can't speak in that way. You can have in your heart that hope, that reliance. But when you speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu in front of the Kisedin, then you can't just ignore the din. So doing davening, that then we speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then we do not say halal. Then we do not say sasa v'simcha. But we're at home. After davening, we go to eat. Smeichim. Then we have simcha. In our heart, we are betuchim shasa neis. It's different when we speak it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to when we are among ourselves in the heart of hearts. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.